You're listening to SBS News.
Indians have cast their votes in the seventh and final phase of national elections, wrapping up a six-week-long campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party is seeking re-election for another 5 years, and early results show he is on track to do just that. To rule, a party needs to win 272 seats. Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party-led National Democratic Alliance is projected to win at least 339 seats and possibly as many as 365. BJP spokesman Shahnawaz Hussain says the country has sent a clear message in that they back the current leader.
The country will once again get Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister. The exit polls have shown that people of the country wanted Modi to form the government again.
About 900 million Indians were eligible to vote, with 543 seats in the Lok Sabha, or India's lower house, being contested. Due to the strong security presence needed at each polling centre, voting was split into seven phases, with constituencies going to the polls on different dates starting last month. Some 600 million people are estimated to have taken part. Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Umesh Sinha says the voter turnout has improved on previous years.
You would see the turnout figures up to phase six. We have a total turnout of 67.37%. If you compare with this 2014 turnout, which was 66.4%.
Vote counting will begin on the 23rd of May. Until then, Mr. Modi will need to wait until he can officially claim victory, following a campaign heavily focused on trying to win votes from the country's Hindu majority. Critics of Mr. Modi suggest he's tried to stoke fear of the potential dangers posed by the country's Muslims and by Pakistan, but Mr. Modi's supporters say the Prime Minister is simply restoring Hinduism to the core of Indian society. Exit polls, though, have a mixed record in the country, giving hope to the opposition parties, including the United Progressive Alliance. Opposition parties have been more focused on the worsening economy, challenging the government over a high unemployment rate of 6.1% and a farming crisis led by low crop prices. These voters have expressed the issues that were most important to them.
Everyone is thinking about development while voting. Our demand is that the Kartarpur corridor that the government has started work on needs to be completed quickly.
Health and education are our main concern. In our area, there are no schools where children can get their education. We have to travel a lot in order to reach a hospital.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.